You're tuned into 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. My name is Frank Y. We have Dill Kidd in the studio, and Jeremy is sitting in as well. Jake just went to let some of our other guests in, but got a full crowd here tonight and a bunch of people listening in. A lot of good tunes for you tonight, and hope you enjoy the show. Message from the station, courtesy of WMFO and The Loft. Take it away, Dylan.
Distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens in the U.S. Just a reminder. Back to you, Frank.
Thank you for that, Dylan. Very informative, as always. We have one coming up next from Intellect. This one is entitled The Village. We'll be right back. afternoon. And thank you for joining us this evening for The Loft. We have, as always, the Doquery at the half-hour mark. Dylan and Jake, are you taking part this afternoon? You're not? You don't think so? Well, the plan was originally to go head-to-head. However, that's not happening. But, Dylan, we will still hit you with three questions here this evening. Are you ready?
Definitely ready. A couple weeks off.
All right. This one is, we'll start easy. 200 in the random category. Who wrote, quote, The Fear Place, unquote? A, Phyllis Reynolds Naylor, B, Paul Lee, or C, Gail Sacore?
Can you run through the options one more time?
Yep. A, Phyllis Reynolds Naylor, B, Paul Lee, and C, Gail Sacore.
I don't know this, but my gut instinct is saying C, Sacore.
Oh, wait. I can't see the answer. Oh, no. Oh, Jeopardy. Oh, what'd you say?
I said C.
Unfortunately, it's A. Phyllis Reynolds Naylor.
All right, that's fine.
All right, so
rough
we're...
start.
It's okay. We are 0-4-1. There it is. All right. Are we gonna? Do we want to take it back a little bit, or should we push it forward to like the 400 category?
I'd say go to 4 or 6, whatever you're feeling.
All right, 400 in the random category. Where will the 2014 Olympics be held? Oh, so this was an old
2014.
One. This is an old one. Where was the 2014 Olympics held? A, Sochi, Russia. B, London, England, or C, Vancouver, Canada?
This one's not as easy as I thought it would be.
Right? Because they're all Olympic cities.
Is there any information if this was winter or summer?
No.
Okay. 2014.
I don't know this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of 2014. I think 2014 was winter. In that case, I would go Sochi, Russia.
The correct answer is Sochi, Russia.
There it is.
All right, that's it. So what is this, 1-2?
That's 1-2.
1-2, okay. Excellent. So 2 down, 1 to go. Dylan, any preference on category? We have vocabulary, random, Mae Jemison, I don't know what that is, and Iterod Dream. And also me, mop, and moon dance. I don't know what these categories
Let's go with the max value for random.
Max value for random, 500.
Oh, nothing.
500 for random. How many fingers and toes are in this classroom right now? What?
Are in this... Is that it?
That's it. There's no... And there's no multiple choice.
There's no multiple choice.
You asked for 500
How
random.
How many fingers and toes?
You asked for 500.
And this is, all right, this is Alex Trebek asking this. So are we saying how many fingers and toes are in the audience of a Jeopardy game?
Maybe, or maybe, yeah, I guess, probably.
All right, I'm going to say 2,400. Guessing a little over 100 people. But I might have been interpreting this completely wrong.
Yeah, this this is not... The answer is, what is... I have no idea.
What?
Okay. That's the answer.
That went through my head.
I don't know if this is legit Jeopardy, but... Oh my gosh. Okay, that was a faulty question. I really don't know what that was. All right, we're going to go for another category. This one is going to be vocabulary. We'll do it for 300 right in the middle.
That's fair.
All right, so right now we are 1-2 going on a third question. For 300, to simulate something is to A, make a duplicate copy, B, make something that feels slash appears real, or C, annoy or bother?
B.
The answer is B, to make something feel or appear real. Nice. All right. So, Jake, what is that? What's that? What's that record there?
He doesn't want to say it. He's a little embarrassed.
Is it 2 for 4?
2 for 3. Oh. Yeah, all right.
Unofficially 2 for 4. Officially 2 for 3.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. Pretty good record there. Best on the loft so far.
Overall. Overall, we have a winning record. I would say.
Not.
It's over 500.
That aside, great job this evening, everyone. Thank you for participating, as always, Dylan.
Of course.
And we're going to move on now to one by Marcus D. This one is entitled, what is it? This is hard to say. Ayahuasca. That's what I'm going with. And this one is by Marcus D. From the album The Lone Wolf. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. off this evening. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Medford, Freeform Radio. My name is Frank Y. We have some DJ Cam Quartet playing behind me right now. And I'll catch you next week for more cool vibes and some chill tunes. If you want to catch the playlist from today, you can go to WMFO.org and check out the Loft online there, and you can get all the real-time tunes flowing in from that playlist. Right now we have Cantaloupe Island by the DJ Cam Quartet. Just wanted to wish you all a nice evening and some relaxing vibes tonight. We'll catch you next week at 6 p.m. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio.